This year the Alida Golden Gate is under reconstruction for repairs and the members were unable to hold the yearly Alzheimer's coffee break event there, so they just set up a donation box and hoped that money would be left in the box. Then it was picked up, counted and forward the donations onto the Alzheimer's Society. They collected over $407. Much appreciation is extended to all those who made donations. Hopefully we'll see you next year for the coffee break. Paige Hutton visited with her grandparents Don and Linda Akins on September 24. She returned to her home in Calgary with her mother Melissa Akins, who was on her way home to Cranbrook, BC, on September 27. Melissa had also been visiting in the area and with her parents. Sherman Fenrick of Tofield, Alta, had passed away September 25 at the age of 65. He was raised in Alida with his six other siblings. A graveside service will take place a later date at the Maryland Cemetery in Lampman. Condolences are extended to the Fenrick families. On September 29, Eleanor Harrison and son Daryl traveled to Olha, Man, to attend the funeral of a cousin Penny, Shannon, Mikasiu. Respects were also paid at a Ukrainian settler's mass gravesite. The memorial commemorated the memory of 42 children and 3 adults who tragically died in a scarlet fever epidemic in May 1899. Randy and Glenda Zelionka of Loon Lake, Alta, spent a few days visiting with his father Lawrence and Dot Zelionka. While they were here, they also helped Lawrence celebrate his 96th birthday on September 30. Others who attended in his special day in the afternoon were Shelley Douglas, Gray and Adele Cowan. Skylar Malhiot and Adriana Junk attended the Fountain Tire Barrel X on August 6 and 7 where Adriana won a buckle in the youth event. Skylar won various prizes and money in the open barrel racing, bareback barrel racing, sask, bred horse barrel racing and pole bending events. She also won a hay bag in the SK Bred City Po.